All right, I will now call to order the special magistrate proceedings for the city of Daytona Beach. At the outset, I reviewed the minutes of our January 13, 2015 meeting and have approved and signed them. Do we have any announcements before we commence this morning's agenda?
No, sir, Mr. DePelger. I don't believe we have anything in compliance that's not reflected on the agenda.
Very good. Then will those representatives for the city of Daytona Beach who will be testifying at this morning's proceedings please step forward and be sworn.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, the first case on our agenda is Talib LLC. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Ms. Vakelja, this case is before you for imposition of a fine. This is 601 Main Street. The inspector is Daniel Garcia. This was...
I got to look at the case real quick here.
They were to come into compliance under your previous order. Rescheduling notice. On order of non-compliance, compliance by February 10th, or be subject to a fine of up to $1,000 per day. And as of February 10th, they were not in compliance, and I'll let the inspector explain this further, but basically what happened, Ms. Vakelja, is that subsequent to that date, the inspector determined on February 19th that they had come into compliance, but then prior to coming back to proceeding, they chose to put everything back and continue the violation. So the perspective of the city is that the violation remains and continues. The statute provides that if a violation comes into compliance and then this goes back out of compliance prior to the proceeding, then it's heard as being out of compliance, and that's our position. And so we're asking for an imposition of a fine of $300 per day, dated to the date of when they were ordered to be in compliance.
Just to clarify that, it was February 4th. The meeting day was February 10th.
Okay. So back to February 4th is what we're asking.
Okay. So you're asking for a fine of $300 per day from February 4th till when?
To they are even present day in noncompliance?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. And I tender Danny Garcia, the inspector, for any other factual questions.
Okay.
Good morning, Ms. Vagalcha.
Good morning.
Court Officer Garcia, Daytona Beach, city's on credentials are on file. Basically, what happened is they had outside storage. They had a fence that was dilapidated. They had banners and signs that were out with no permits. They never were applied for. They also had... been told to remove them, and they never did. Finally, one of the first things that were done was the fence, and then they also had the previous doghouse. What they did was they took banners and covered over the previous signage for the name of the business that was prior to that. So he was told to remove those banners and also cover up or remove the signage. So the first thing he did was he did the gates, had those repaired. It took a while, plenty of re-inspections, to get him to remove the outside storage, which is all the stuff you see here in the photos on the outside. And then the argument was the banners. He was trying to get a permit. He came to the city, permits and licensing. They told him he couldn't get it. They told him the sign, the banner that he had on the east side of the building was way too large and didn't meet the requirements, which was this one. And then finally, after numerous reinspections and talking to him, he finally removed it. but then afterwards, and removed it after the date that he was supposed to be in compliance. And then afterwards, for the special events, he put the banners back up prior to getting the permit for that and added more signs. And we also have the pictures for those, if you care to see them.
Who are you dealing with there?
The management, and also speaking to the owner. And the owner stated that he was in India, but he did receive the notice. And unfortunately, I guess they didn't communicate until later. But he was notified by me. I did speak to him in person. I did let him know when the compliance date was, that there was a hearing. And he just chose not to do as, you know, as I asked.
Okay. What's the cap on a property like this? If there is one.
It would be $20,000, and then
$500,000 or less.
Oh, so it's about $100,000 or less in value. It's $20,000.
$385,000 is what it is.
That's okay. At least the initial purchase.
$16,000.
It appears to be our most recent.
$69,481.
No.
I have $385,000.
Any of this, what's this one?
Do
you have anything that indicates its current assessed value?
I'm looking it up for you now.
You want the proposed property stands? What date is this?
407,478.
I'm showing 1,350. What's this? So what's our current?
Oh, this one's more.
History of values. Okay. Okay, so history of values shows 2014. I'm sorry.
The history of values on the most recent tax appraiser's statement shows a value of $407,000. So it's less than, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing. No, yeah, that's correct. $407,478. But in either sense, you're having you found 409. Okay, so that appears to be the most current. But in any sense, it's under $500,000, and so it would be $20,000.
Now, just for the sake of clarity on my motion, he was given till February 4th to come into compliance. So do I include February 4th or do I exclude February 4th and start on February 5th?
I would start on February 5th.
Okay. All right. Based on the testimony of our inspector and noting that the respondent is not present, I'm finding the respondent the sum of $300 per day commencing February 5th and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached $20,000, whichever occurs first.
Everything.
Case number 2, Robert and Chantal Pesky.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Can you state your name, please?
Sorry?
Can you state your name for the record?
Robert Pesce.
And are you going to be, is he going to be testifying?
He might. He's
go
here
ahead
just
and state your name for the record, please, sir.
Mike Bowen, GC Contractor Services.
Bowen?
B-O-W-E-N.
Can you both raise your right hands, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have permits yet?
We've applied for them.
When did you apply for them?
Second week of February.
Sir, please talk to the microphone, please.
For the February 16th, I think, comes to mind.
February 25th.
And we have a copy of that application in.
All right. Do we have any ideas to when we'll hear back on our permits, given that they're under review?
I was going to check on that when I got out of here this morning. The last thing that they needed was a scope of work that we agreed on. I think that I turned it in. I got an email yesterday stating that she got it, and I was going to check on it this morning.
All right, well, let me back up. I've gotten ahead of myself. Let me hear from the city. All right, Mr. Inspector, what, if any, work has been done since we were all here last?
The only thing I see now is just painting. I spoke to Sepeci a couple of days ago, and I seen him outside painting. He's painted a fence. But that's basically it.
Okay.
I think the clarification is going to be for downstairs, speaking to zoning, about converting the property into a single-family unit for four units, because of being in the redevelopment area, there's a three-month span. If you pass the 3 months, then it has to be converted. They lose that use. So I don't know what they decided on.
Just for clarity, Mr. Vukowski, what he's indicating there is that it becomes a non-conforming use. And so they lose the ability to re-establish that use after 3 months in a redevelopment area. So if it was not being utilized for that purpose for at least 3 months, then they would have to conform to whatever the current code limits are, or zoning limits for the use. And I guess that's...
Which is a single-family home?
Well,
the intention is to convert it to single family, but for now we're taking care of the violations, and then we'll
hang on
convert.
A second. You were talking about current use, single family home.
Right, that's the clarification. I didn't check on that. Is that what the inspector's saying?
The zoning said it was it needed to be converted to a single family use because of being after the 3 months time span.
So it lost
being
its
sitting,
multi
being sitting that
stands.
The way it was for so long.
Well, let me lob this out there for all of you. What is the respondent's intention with regard to this property?
To convert it to a single-family home that we're going to use as our vacation home and never rent it ever again.
Okay. So what does that do with the status of compliance or non-compliance?
We're going to change the windows. We're going to do what the violations are.
Well, with applying for permits, he will need an extension to convert it into the single-family unit. How long it would take, I don't have that answer.
The permit application you submitted was to do what? Repair the four-unit structure?
Correct. It was just to do to bring it up to code, the exterior.
That's not what your intention for the property is.
Well, right now it's changing. So I was going to check with you and see how you want to go about this, because it's a little different scenario than I've dealt with before. We're going to bring it up to compliance. That's one thing. Then can we convert that same permit into turn it into a one-family single dwelling, or do we need to file for a separate permit altogether?
There's going to be extra permits that we'll have to pull to convert.
All right. Well, you know, if he's going to turn it into a single-family home soon or rapidly or quickly, and I'm not going to hammer him to come into compliance on a building that he's not even going to be utilizing. If, on the other hand, he's BSing me and there's no intention to do this at all, then we need to go forward with the four-unit structure and bring it into compliance. So I guess my question to the owner is, what's your intention and how quickly do you plan on implementing it?
Well, the intention is to convert it to a single-family dwelling.
Right. How quickly do you plan on doing that?
Well, that'll take some time. I have to rip out four kitchens. I have to...
Well, I'm not talking about how much time will it take to do the work. When do you plan on starting that if you had your druthers?
Well, there's people...
Would it be now or sometime?
There's people
the
in there now emptying the place.
We have a dumpster there now.
Are the units currently occupied?
Of course not, no.
Okay, and I take it you don't intend to rent them out?
No.
You want to convert it to a single family?
Yes.
Sounds like the city wants it to be a single family use.
This is what I believe.
So I'm just trying to figure out how to get this four unit structure out of the equation.
I have a suggestion from staff, talking with Mr. Garcia, that being Hector, that we give them 60 days to come into compliance with the conversion and 30 days to obtain permits. They should be working on permits now, but 30 days for a progress report.
All right. Well, let me ask another question. Assuming you had the green light to go ahead and start working on your single-family home right now, how quickly could... When would we expect to see a permit application for that purpose?
For that purpose?
Yep.
Not before I've come into compliance with what I need to do.
I'm assuming coming into compliance on the four-unit structure
mm-hmm.
would be a waste of money to a certain extent, because you're doing things you perhaps wouldn't have to do
okay.
if you converted it to a single-family structure. Am I wrong?
Makes sense. I agree.
We agree with that as well, Mr. Vakalja. I think the focus has to turn down to, if they plan to make it a single-family, turn to putting it to the standards necessary.
The issue I have is I don't see how I can convert it within 60 days.
Forget the 60 days. Let's focus on the single-family home. How quickly can you submit a permit to the city to convert it to a single-family home? Sounds like they'd be receptive to that, and you wouldn't have to go before any zoning authorities.
Mm-hmm. We have to get drawings just for that reason only. I'm thinking if we can get 60 days on that, then we'd be able to get all of our stuff, ducks in a row.
All right, so you're telling me 60 days to get your permit. How long to do the work?
Won't take us long. It depends on, honestly, it depends on cash flow at that time. So if it's, we could do the work fast. And it's not a bit of
forget fast, forget cash flow.
90 days,
assuming
after that.
What would be a reasonable amount of time for a contractor to go in there and make whatever changes are necessary to convert it to a single family home?
6 months.
Didn't like that answer.
No. It was including the 60 days. I mean, there's a lot of work to do in it. There's a broken beam down the middle of this house. The floors are sinking.
Am I correct in assuming that if you brought it into compliance as a four-unit apartment, well, never mind. It's not coming into compliance as a four-unit apartment, because it's going to have to be, you'd have to get a variance in order to do that.
To be. Do you want to ask for more time?
Well, yeah, 6 months is tight.
All right, are we absolutely certain we are going to convert it to a single family home?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Couch, I'm sorry.
I'd like to hear from them.
And the property is secured?
Yes, it's boarded.
It is for now.
I just feel that it's going to take a year to do the whole conversion. Six months, I don't see how we can complete that.
Mr. McKenzie, I'll tell you the position of staff and the concern of staff is that this case started back in August of last year. And even this last order was an order that said, okay, if you're going to do the repairs, go do the repairs. And if you're not, then start going towards something that you have to do that's major.
Here's the difference.
And there was, and that just didn't happen. The only thing happened is they went and applied for the short and easy route. And so staff is just wondering and asking the question, are they serious about really making the changes and getting this thing done? Or will we be here until another year or another 6 months, which I think is what they're saying now, which concerns staff.
Can I answer that? The difference between what he's saying and today is that since November, there are no longer any tenants living there. I couldn't start throwing people out and doing things like that, what you're asking me to do with tenants.
I understand that. Okay. Now, are you prepared to tell me on the record that you are abandoning the multifamily use for this property and converting it to a single-family property?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. With that, didn't we just clear the deck with regard to the four-unit structure? All right. So now we're going to focus on a single-family home. We all on the same page?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until May 6, 2015 to obtain permits necessary to convert this property to a single-family home. And the respondent will be at the May 12, 2015 meeting to not only show me those permits, but also to discuss with us how much time would be required to make that conversion. In the interim, the property needs to be secured to city standards, and the units cannot be rented, leased, utilized, or otherwise occupied.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question? It's on the trespass arrest site also?
Sorry?
For the record, it's on the trespass arrest site program that I asked you to, in case transients or anybody trespass, they can be dealt with.
No.
We need to do that.
Okay, so we'll give you the information for that.
But what is that exactly?
That's so if anybody, if you happen to go to Canada and you don't have anybody at the property, mm-hmm. you get transients that we were getting before, going to the back or anything, the police can come by and they have the right to arrest them, to take them off your property.
Okay.
And Mr. McKelvey, this is water under the bridge, but I think the staff just want to make sure it's said and understood. The staff boarded up the property. The tenants, as far from the perspective of the staff, were not evicted from the property. And so we're still waiting for some good faith effort from the owner on where they're going. And I know you ordered it, and we're just going to wait and trust.
Well, I'm assuming if the city had its preferences, this would be a single family.
Absolutely. That's fine. It's a density adjustment that...
And the respondent has now committed on the record to converting it from a multi-family structure to a single family. So as far as I'm concerned, that's something. I understand your frustration. Don't misunderstand me. And so all that having been said, on May 6th of 2015, hopefully we'll have all of our permits, and then on May 12th we'll talk about what we need to do to bring it into compliance as a single family home.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right, good luck to y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks. Case number 3, RSF Properties, LLC. Is there anyone here for the respondent? If not, what say the city?
Mr. Kelger, this property is before you for a determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector reports that the property is still in noncompliance. It's a tenant-occupied property, and he is asking that you give the respondent until next cutoff to come into compliance.
Okay. And what's the nature of the noncompliance?
And I'll tender the inspector, Mr. Fitzgerald.
Good morning. My name is Michael Fitzgerald. My qualifications are on file with the City of Daytona Beach. It's peeling paint is pretty much it. There's tenants there this morning. I went by and took a look at it again. The notices are on the property. And it's just paint.
Okay. All right. Based on our inspector's testimony and the city's presentation, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. And we'll allow the respondent until April 8, 2015 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 4, Olive H. Doggett, Life Estate. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Mr. Kelger, this one is also before you for finding of compliance or noncompliance. And the inspector is Mr. Fitzgerald, and I will tender Mr. Fitzgerald to you for any factual questions regarding the case.
Okay, Inspector, what's the nature of the noncompliance?
The property is vacant. We had to board it up. It's got problems with sanitation, weeds, rodents, the accessory structure. Pretty much everything on the property is in very bad condition. The property non-compliance and looking to next cutoff.
All right, based on the testimony of our inspector and the city's presentation, and given the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent in non-compliance, order the respondent commit to compliance by April 8, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number five, Graceland REI Consulting, LLC.
Good morning. Yes, sir. I'm Mary Gordon, representing my son, William Gordon, with the 158 Madison Street. My son had an accident, and he can't even fly down here. He's from Illinois for at least 2 months. I have his permission from me. There's the hospital, and here is the copy of Budgen, B-U-D-G-E-N, Construction Company.
Just one second. Can you raise your right hand?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I've never been here before.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
All right. So you have authority to speak on behalf of your son.
Yes, I do.
And I assume your son is Graceland REI Consulting?
Yes, LLC. William Gordon. Mm-hmm.
All right. So with his authority, am I to understand, or do you agree the property is in non-compliance?
Oh, definitely.
All right. I find the respondent in non-compliance. All right, hang on 1 second. Mr. Inspector, how long should it take for the respondent to come into compliance?
Till next cutoff.
The inspector says you ought to be able to have all this done by April 8, 2015. What do you say to that?
April 8th. It depends on the contractors. We found they're so busy. I mean, it took a while to even get the roof on. The roof has been totally done on all of the four units. Because of the rain and that, they couldn't get to it, and the roof had to be on before they could do anything else. They're pulling permits now for the front porch. The lawn has been, you know, all the weeds and everything. I mean, it was up like this. The inside has been totally cleaned out. It was been lived in by all the transients. I mean, every room was like 2.5 feet deep of stuff. My son bought it sight unseen, which was a mistake. Good foundation. You'll be proud of it when he's finished because he does this back in Illinois. He's planning on moving down here, but due to the accident, it'll be at least 2 months before he can get down, so I'm trying to get contractors and stuff to get it done for him. And it's a big place, and it needs, I mean, everything, inside, out, but it's already looking better. That's the units in the back. They have, I can't tell by that picture if they've been painted, but they have been, the front has all been painted. And it's boarded up, and Ray said that we should not do the windows until later on because of the construction. They might get broken, plus it'll keep the vandalism out. But there's the house. Now, he's getting ready to pull the permit for the front porch and the beam across there. Oh, that's even before the roof was done. It looks a lot better than that now. It looked pretty bad, and it still looks bad. And my son is not, you know, he read all the violations, and he says he knows all that needs to be fixed, and he's not a slumlord. Whenever it's finished, it'll be. There were 5 units in the house
alone.
He's going
to give me 60 days.
Okay, 5 units in the house, you were saying?
Oh, at least 60 days minimum. Can we go like and show you that progress is being made in case we run into a problem with, you know, I mean, I can't do it myself, obviously. And the contractors, I mean, sometimes you call and they just can't get on it. And Ray says he'll get it done as soon as he can, but it's not his only project. And we've been advised that he does good work and does it right. I don't know. We've never used him before. But it already looks much better. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Looks better, doesn't it?
The new roof looks nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Taking into consideration the improvements that have been made today, and then focusing on the things that still need to be done, are you able to tell me how much more time it's going to take to come into compliance?
I'd say
It's electrical, plumbing, everything inside, wall, ceilings. The ceilings are going to have to come down for electrical because it's got those tubes on it. I would personally say 4 to 6 months, but I don't know if you can allow that for completion, but we can show you how it's coming, and if it hopefully gets done before, because he would like to get start having some income out of it because it's costly.
Okay, so then am I to understand that the response already obtained permits and the roof has already been replaced?
Yes.
The roof has been replaced. Permit has been finaled. They're going to be pulling the other permits for the rest of the issues, which is general plumbing, electrical. So it's...
Do I get these back?
No, you continue.
It's a big project, sir. I mean, it's three units, and like I said, he's doing it right. He wants them totally gutted into the rafters instead of having electrical running through tubes on the wall. The electrical will be in the ceiling, and he needs electrical plumbing. It just needs everything. He should never have bought it, but he bought it sight unseen.
Property's not occupied.
Oh, no, no.
There are no plans to occupy until it's in compliance.
Oh, absolutely not.
And it's secured as far as the
doors are on. I mean, plywood's on it. They're locked. The windows are secured. I put a piece of that orange security stuff across the front porch to keep people from going up there. The back stairs that go upstairs has a 4-foot piece of lattice work screwed to the railings so that no one goes up there. And of course, the cottage is—it's all secure, very secure.
All right, given the effort the respondent has put into bringing this property into compliance, recognizing that it appears to be a pretty significant project in and of itself, I'm going to order that somebody return on behalf of the respondent on May 12, 2015. That's about 60 days from now. And at that point in time, they're either going to report, yay, we're done, or we're darn close to it, and this is how much more time we're going to need.
All right.
In the interim, the property has to be secured to city standards, and the property can't be rented, leased, utilized, or otherwise occupied until it's brought into compliance.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Very good. And I'll see somebody here on May 12th, and hopefully they'll have a clearer view as to what little's left to be done and how much time it should take to mop it up.
Okay, thank you.
Basically for a progress report and then determination of a compliance date.
Let me put this in special magistrate language.
So I don't have to do anything until May 12th, but then come and bring in so forth. Somebody appears then.
Oh,
here.
Somebody needs to do a lot of work on the house.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I don't have to.
With regard
come back
to
down
this
here.
Aspect of it, somebody needs to be here on May 12th
yes.
to provide a progress report. And at that point, we will establish a cutoff date for the respondent coming to compliance.
Okay. Hopefully, that can be my son.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
We have documentation of her authority to speak on behalf of the respondent. I didn't know if you wanted to make a copy of that or not.
Pardon? Can I keep this for the file?
Yes.
Okay.
This is his hospital report.
Okay, case number 6, Frank P. Hecklin III.
Yeah, since they were entered for the record.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you. Yes, sir, if you would please state your name and be sworn.
I couldn't hear you, sir.
If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Frank P. Hecklin III.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Hecklin, do you agree these violations occurred or existed as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
I find the respondent in noncompliance. Let me ask the city how much time it should take to come into compliance.
I didn't hear what you last said. I'm sorry.
The inspector is going to tell us how much time he thinks it should take to come into compliance, then I'll ask you the same question.
Yes, sir. I understand now.
Mr. Kelcher, what I've been advised is that what the staff would like is for to give Mr. Hecklin 60 days to come into compliance and to give us a progress report in 30 days.
Okay. What say Mr. Hecklin?
That sounds very, very lenient. Very good.
So that's workable as far as you're concerned?
Absolutely.
All right, then I will schedule this matter for a progress report on our May 12, 2015 meeting and order the respondent to come into compliance by I just messed up here. You're talking about next meeting for the progress report.
Yes.
60 days to complete construction.
Yes.
All right, let me revise that. I will order the respondent back to the special magistrate for a progress report on April 14, 2015, and order the respondent to come into compliance by May 6, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay?
I agree to that. Yes, sir.
Good luck to you.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Where will I get a copy of all this, what you said?
Amy will send that to you.
They're going
to
send it to
me. Right.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, case number 7 is in compliance. Case number 8, Alina Ruba and Jirat McCann as joint tenants, right of survivorship.
Good morning. Can you say anything?
Jerry Mikan.
You raise your right hand, please, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mikan, do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
All right, then I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Let me ask the city what it'll take to come into compliance and how long.
Mr. Kelcher, I will turn to the inspector. One of the things, though, is that, of course, this is parking on the grass. It's something that has a whole block or neighborhood upset, not just this individual, but apparently it's a plague or a problem up and down the neighborhood, which I think took about 20 minutes of a commission meeting with various neighbors, making sure everyone understood that this is a big problem they want it remedied, and as quick as they can. And I'll turn to the inspector for any factual information in addition to that.
Officer Clay, code enforcement, my credentials are on file. The city. This gentleman here, I think if I recall, he said he was going to try to get a variance to put a driveway in.
Yeah, actually.
We haven't heard anything about it yet, so either A, move the car off the grass, or B, get a variance, put a driveway in. So that's what we're looking
for. Hold on.
Yeah, I just have to pass the zoning. And I did a survey because I didn't have a survey either.
Just wanted to make sure I understood the staff's position and just got some clarification again from Mr. Garcia. What the staff needs to happen here is that he needs to not be parking on the grass. If he gets a variance that allows him to do that, then he can start parking once he has that variance. But right now it's in violation, and we have various people of great with great concern about the fact that they're in violation and want it remedied. And so our request is that the remedy be immediate, and if there's some alternative to allow him to be back on the grass, that he exercise that alternative once it's obtained.
Okay, what say Mr. Mikan?
Well, since there is no driveway, which I'm planning to do the driveway either way. It was always in my plans to do it, because when I bought the house, there was nothing. So if I come home today, I have nowhere to park, unless I leave it on the street.
Why is that? You don't have a driveway?
No, there's no driveway at the house.
How can there be no driveway?
Never was, the way I bought it.
Does the man not have a driveway?
No, there was no driveway, no.
They had in the back of the house right there where if you pulled forward, but there's no actual driveway on this property. And it was never.
How do you have a house without a driveway?
They never put a cement driveway in.
So he has no driveway whatsoever, and the people are griping because he's parking on the grass.
Right.
Where it would appear a driveway would go if a driveway were.
He can also park on the, if I'm correct with the police wise, Mr. Perrin might verify this, Officer Perrin, but he can park on the right of way and in front of the grass.
The parkage, yeah.
The parkage, right? Is that correct? Yeah, if he agrees. So he's got parkage, but there's actually no driveway.
When okay, what is directly in front of that car that I see there? A gate?
A little gate there.
Right.
To the backyard?
To the backyard.
Right, that's where I was suggesting he park it right now, either that or front parkage. But
where it's at right now?
That's the front grass, right.
That's a violation.
Right. Like I said, we're getting numerous complaints up and down the street, so we have to take action.
I must be a little slow here today. I just can't imagine a house without a driveway. But I'm hearing both sides tell me there's no driveway.
Well, there's a couple more houses like that. They just have dirt driveways and rocks.
Well, it's causing me to back up and question, well, what constitutes a driveway? How is somebody able to build a house without one? Unless someone's going to tell me where he is a driveway.
I believe, and this is without having spoken, talking with technical review, but I believe the plan, and that's what he's talking about when he asked for a variance, is the issue is an improved surface. If you're going to park in the yard, you're going to park in an improved surface. I went and drove the neighborhood because there were so many complaints. I wanted to go see it myself, and what I saw was that there are a number of houses where there appears to have been, by use, driveways created by use. No one ever improved the surface, but there's a lot of worn driveways where a driveway typically would be. But as pursuant to code, for them to be able to park there, they would need to have it as an improved surface.
Okay, what's to the left of the car? Is that the front of the house?
Front of the house, yes.
Was this house built contemplating that people would park in the street? I mean, I'm no planner, but I mean, was it contemplated that the owner would just park in the street?
If you get on Golf Boulevard, like Attorney Jackson said, it is. There's a lot of houses that don't have actual driveways. What they did is they just drove up to the side of the house and implied it was a driveway, which was on an approved surfaces. They needed the actual, you know, concrete or asphalt. But
how long have property owners out there been doing that?
Years.
And it appears one of the things we're not seeing here, and I'm not sure, this must be the other side of the street. One side of the street, there is clear parkage that people are parking in. You know, that separation between the hard top of the roadway and the grass area before you're really in the yard. And so maybe it was street side parking in that regard, at least on that side of the street. I don't know. That's not what we're seeing right in this picture.
Did you have anything else you wanted to show me?
Just when I tell you that I will put the drive in.
Yeah, bring it here. And to the right of the car, I assume, is the neighbor's fence?
Right. The right of the car is the street.
Sidewalk, right of you and Grandview.
Grandview Avenue.
Yeah. Now, I was going to put the driveway where the white car is, but that states that I cannot do that. I have to have it on the other side of the boundary. It has to be 25 feet from the Grandview. So I cannot even put the driveway where that car is right now.
Are you a corner lot?
Corner lot, yes.
You know, 25 feet from the corner, formed by the intersection. Right on the intersection, formed by the park. What is the relief that the city's looking for here? A will fine?
Eventually, if the car's not moved, they just need to remove the car from the grass right.
Well, the car moves every day.
The problem is our complaints in the early morning. The complaints we're having is where some cars are parked on the grass. And need a remedy.
It's not that right now.
I mean, we have a finding of non-compliance, so in that regard.
I wish I hadn't done that. That probably was a little too hasty. But I did it, so let's try to figure out how to fix it, because something needs to be fixed. The man either needs to get a driveway, or I guess he just parks in the street. And I can't imagine parking in the street so great a site. Is this Gulf Avenue, like, just north of University?
Right.
Mm-hmm. As I recall, those are pretty skinny streets up there. Yeah. And I can't imagine parking on the streets a solution anybody wants.
I believe they would...
On this side of the traffic, would be a problem.
You believe what?
I said, if he's on a pavement, he'll probably... I would probably be a violation issue.
Well, I don't know if there's any such thing as a U.S. Constitution when it comes to zoning, building and zoning regulations, but it seems to me if the man's got a home, he ought to have a driveway. Unless, I mean, I understand there are areas around Main Street where there's just not enough property there for driveways, and people park on the streets, but... Anyway. All right, I'm sorry, what was the relief sought by the city?
This continued use of the parking in the yard. Of course, he has the right to pursue a variance, but the city's position is immediately discontinue the use of the parking in the yard in violation of the code. And there was anticipation that there were complaints that were headed. Indicated they were coming to the meeting. We're not sure why they did not come, and I'm sure they would have wanted to have been heard on, and they may have had other suggestions.
Hey, this is a corner lot.
Mm-hmm.
What are the two streets that intersect? Gulf and what?
Gulf and Grandview.
And your house is on.
Golf.
Mm-hmm. City wants a determination that he can't park on that grass. He has a house with no driveway. It's being suggested he park on the right of way.
Which is in the front yard, correct?
That's permitted either. Is that permitted? I'm assuming the answer to that's no.
If there's adequate parkage and if there's no other prohibition, then it would be permitted. And I'm looking over at our officer, because that would be then a police issue. But typically, if even on a roadway, if it's, the issue becomes the amount of that it breaches the roadway to the passage as it relates to the center line. So it's a measurement issue. But what I was observing and what I saw them utilizing and questioned was the parking on what we would call a parkage, which is the area from the end of pavement on, and it's a clear demarcation on the other side. You can clearly see where the yard starts, where the road ends, and where you have a parkage. This photo, I can't see that, so I'm not sure what they would do on that side of the road. And again, I'm looking. Based on this photo, not being out in the jurisdiction, so I can only look for the inspector. I haven't gone out there, but looking right now at this photo, it's just what I see. It looks like that's hard top there coming off the grass, but probably just from, I mean, coming off the roadway, but it's probably from where? Just from them driving. Okay.
If you built a driveway, is that where it would be?
Not according to zoning, no. That's where I was going to put it, but zoning...
Yes, zoning. I'm asking you. If you built a driveway, is that where you would put it?
That's where I would put it, yes.
Okay. And where has zoning told you it needs to be?
Well, 25 feet from the right-of-way intersection, like the, when the right-of-way meets, right. 25 feet west.
Aren't you at least 25 feet where that car is right now?
That would be 12... I did measure it. I don't have that with me, but that middle island would have to go.
Driveway shall be a minimum of 25 feet from the corner formed by the intersection of the right-of-way lines.
Mm-hmm.
All right. help me out here. I'm looking at this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Just to the right of the car, I see what would appear to be more grass. Then I see some, it looks like brick pillars. And then is that roadway on the other side of those pillars?
Yes. That's the palm trees.
Okay. All right. Have you applied for any kind of a variation? A variance?
No.
You intend to?
Well, my intent was to do the driveway either way. I just need more time to build it. I will do it. But if they would allow me to park there while I'm doing it, I'm fine with everything.
Well, I mean, parking on the grass can't continue indefinitely. That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way, at the same time, I don't know why you don't have a driveway to begin with. So it would seem to me the more logical solution would be going before whoever it is grants variances, tell them you have this hardship, and have them authorize or allow you to build that driveway. Do you plan on building a driveway?
Yes.
Do you plan on following those steps?
Yes.
And Ms. Vakelja, just so I want to clarify something. Now having spoken with the officer indicates to me that any parking that is happening on the roadside is not enough clearance from the center line, and that should not be happening. And that there is a prohibition for parking even in a parkage if it's grass. So I don't want you led to do something that I told you to do because I'm being told by the officer that it's that would not be permitted.
So what you're confirming for me is there's no place for him to park.
I'm acknowledging that that's the status of the code.
Okay. All right. All right, I guess I'm going to ask you one more time. Who does he have to apply to for a variance or what have you regarding this circumstance?
I'm sorry.
Who does he apply to for whatever relief may be available to him? Is it like a board of adjustment or something?
Yes, he would be applying to the board of adjustment. And I'll presume he would do that going down to permits and licensing. So that would be over at Development Services. So he would go to zoning and the front desk can guide him there, but it's back to Development Services, and he would apply, ask for an application for variance, and whatever fee if there's one, and apply. And that usually, if things hadn't changed, and I don't know if they have, but it's usually like the third Thursday, I believe, of the month. And I think by the second Thursday, I think, is what the deadline for application, or that's what it used to be.
Which would be this
person? And that's me trying to remember from the past. I don't know if that's still the rules, so they have to find those out. I used to counsel the variance board, but that's many years ago.
Okay. Well, you're not supposed to park on grass. I know that much.
Yeah, me too.
I don't understand why your house doesn't have a driveway. The fact that it doesn't have a driveway and the fact that you can't park out on the street, I would certainly think creates a hardship that somebody would have to address. The only thing I need to know is whether or not you're going to follow through and go through with whatever application you need in order to get a determination from the Board of Adjustment that there is a hardship and or allowing you to construct a driveway. Does he have to go before the Board of Adjustment to build a driveway?
Yes, I'm being told if it requires a variance, then that Board of Adjustment is, well, I don't know that
variance?
Answer.
What's the variance? He wants to build a driveway.
I don't know.
The difference.
Is there some things that allow that?
Setback from Brandy setbacks and Harvey. Yes, minimum setbacks and that has to obtain the permit and everything else. So the Board of Adjustments will grant him possibly the permission to do it. And
Yeah, Ms. Vakelja, I don't believe, and nothing taking anything away from Mr. Garcia, but I think the whole answer, I don't know if any of us standing here know the whole answer. I think that he would need to talk with the Development Services, but my belief is that that's the route. It will require a variance. I mean, if they tell him no, a variance, he can't do it with a variance, then I guess that's what we're stuck with. But my belief is that he can acquire variance, but I don't have a specialist that would be able to verify that right now. If you want us to pass it and run to get someone, we can go check and see if there's someone that can tell us whether variance would be appropriate or available.
Well, I got the city wanting this car off the grass now. I got a respondent here who has no place to park his car at his home. He can't park it on his property. He can't park it on the street. Something's gonna have to give here pretty quickly, or else we're going to start making justice up as we go along. What are your questions?
No, I got no question. I'm listening. I said I have two cars.
You have two cars. All right, so I assume it's your intent to build the driveway.
Yes.
To accommodate both of those cars. And now the question becomes where you do that. And
over there, nowhere.
You need a variation. A variance.
As far as they told me when I applied for the permit, the only problem there was my location of the driveway, so I moved it. So I have to make a drawing again, resubmit it, and I believe they will give me the permit to build it.
So you've already applied for a permit to build a driveway?
Yes.
And it was denied?
It was not denied. It was just that zone, that list I gave you. All that I just have to fix to get the permit.
That makes sense.
There's a permit number on the top.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
It wasn't denied. It's impending, but because the driveway that I drew it up where I want it was in the wrong place, so all I got to do is just redo the drawing, resubmit it, and they'll just...
Are you able to comply with these conditions?
Yes.
So your driveway that you're contemplating putting in,
yes,
is one that will comply with these
comply
conditions?
With all those stuff, yes.
So you're anticipating being able to obtain this permit?
Yes.
And then how long is it going to take to build the driveway?
That will be... Probably, that's tough to say, 6 months.
6 months to build a driveway?
Well, it's not the work, it's the money.
Battery rocks and spinning on them? What's going on? 6 months for a driveway. Come on, hurry up. How long to build a driveway?
3 months.
How about less than a month? Mm. Yeah, that might be. Okay. All right, well, let me try this question for the city. Assuming he had a permit in hand, how long would it take to build the driveway he's talking about? And he tells me the driveway he has in mind is for the purpose of accommodating two vehicles, if that makes a difference.
30 days?
I would think so. April 8th is really tight, but I don't want to give you to May 6th.
I would like to say, Mr. McKeown, I know you probably heard more from me than you need, but unless he's planning to build a sophisticated concrete driveway, I mean, I don't know what his intent is, but it shouldn't even take a month. But generally, what I was really asking is I have not seen a document that whatever approved, you know, but generally that would put and also indicate what type of surface or materials. And if it does, then that may give an idea of his material option. Or his option of material.
So can I just put down the rocks, the white rocks, and call it a day? No.
I don't know. You have to talk to the city about your options.
What is the driveway?
You'd have to check with the permit department on the issues. I don't believe we used to have a situation where just rocks and pebbles doesn't apply.
Well, I know I have to do the connection to the city, the right of way. I got the plan for that already from the city. But what is the driveway on my side?
All right. I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by May 6, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Now, the intent of this time is to allow you to build your driveway. So if the driveway is not done by May 6th, then you're going to get fined. Okay? I've given you a little more time than I even wanted to, but that's just the way it works. But I've given you ample time to get your permit and get the driveway put in there.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else to be brought before me?
Our zoning officer's here if you have any questions.
Okay. What questions do we have of our zoning officer?
Do we have any left?
We were wondering.
I'm sorry, there was a question as to the surface for a driveway on Golf where he wants to build. He's gotten an office. I don't know what the document is. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. But where he could build a driveway with meeting the standard so many feet from. He's a corner lot.
5 feet from the property line. He's a corner lot?
Yes.
Yeah, he can build it 5 feet from the property line as long as it's not blocking the view for traffic. But he's going to have to build it to what the new code says.
Okay. Is there a certain material? He was asking about gravel.
There's a list of materials that are in our code that you may be able to use if you're not. Are you trying to do something other than regular pavement for your driveway?
No, I was just trying to do something quick. I don't have to.
He's getting pushed by the city to get something done ASAP. He's willing to put in a driveway. Sounds like he'd prefer to put in a concrete driveway.
Sounds like.
As long as somebody gives him the time to do it. So in any event, I guess concrete flies.
Oh,
right.
Apparently he's already submitted an application for a permit. So I assume once he comes into compliance with these things, his plans and what have you, should be okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, we've given you till May 6th.
To park on the grass?
Why'd you have to bring that up?
I don't want to get a ticket.
Okay. You have until May 6th to build your driveway. I'm not going to sit there and use the words, you're allowed to park on the grass.
Okay.
That's not coming out of my face. Okay? Now, if you're utilizing the grass in the interim, whatever. I'm not fining you or penalizing you for doing that.
Okay.
But come May 7th, if that driveway's not there, you will be fined. Are we clear? All right.
Just for the record, we object to him not
I
being...
I understand.
He said you were denied a variance. How long ago was that?
Oh,
no.
Later.
He's not.
Okay. You have
any questions?
Yeah. Have you
done? Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck. Take care of it.
Yeah.
Case number 9. Alan and Deborah Bukowski. Anyone here from the city? I'm sorry, anyone here for the respondent? If not, what say the city?
This is before you for finding of compliance and non-compliance for no permit for shed. The inspector reports that the property remains in non-compliance and asks that you give them till next cutoff to come into compliance. The inspector is Tom Klieg. And I tend to Mr. Klieg, if you have any further questions, any factual questions remain regarding this.
Okay. How long has this shed been up? Do we know?
Yeah, unfortunately, this gentleman complained to the whole block about the city. It was a category for this guy. It's been here for 10 years. She had a Home Depot build it. She said she paid them the permit, but they apparently never got a permit. She said she was going to apply for it and never did.
All right. Based on our inspector's report, the city's presentation, and the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance, and order the respondent to come into compliance by obtaining the necessary permit by April 8, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 10, Livingston Miller and Vanessa L. Miller. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Just a moment. Because this case is before you for a determination of compliance or non-compliance for the violation of parking in the yard. The inspector reports that the respondent is currently in non-compliance, and as I spoke with the supervisor, the desire here is that the parking cease immediately.
Okay. All right. Looks like we got lots of cars in the yard. Is that what I'm looking at?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Inspector, it's Mr. Stinson.
Based on our inspector's report, photographs of the property, the city's presentation, the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. How much time is required to come into compliance?
By next cutoff.
Order the respondent to come into compliance by April 8, 2015. Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 11, Samuel Baker. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
This is before you for a determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is John Stinson, and he reports that the property is currently in non-compliance, and I turn to Mr. Stinson for any other factual questions.
I'm sorry, what now?
I'm sorry? I turn to Mr. Stinson for any other factual questions, sir.
Say the inspector.
Good morning, Mr. Picoza. John Stinson, code inspector, City of Daytona Beach. My credentials are on file with the city. This began as a neighborhood complaint for dilapidated fencing. As you can see by the photographs, all of the fencing on the property is dilapidated, along with all the other listed violations, outside storage, junk boat. I've had to post the property. I've had no contact with the property owner, and there has been no change in the property. My last inspection on the property was this morning at 7 a.m.
And how much time would you recommend for the respondent to go into compliance?
By the next cutoff.
Based on our inspector's reports, the report, photographs of the property, city presentation, the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to commit to compliance by April 8, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 12, Leroy A. Simmons.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please, sir?
Leroy Simmons.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Simmons, did this violation exist as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
All right, I find the respondent non-compliance. Let me ask the city, how long should it take for the Mr. Simmons to be able to come into compliance?
By the next cutoff.
All right, Mr. Simmons, the city seems to think you ought to be able to obtain the permit for the roof work done by April 8, 2015. What say you to that?
Yes, I will.
Very good. And based on the testimony presented by both the city and the respondent, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Order the respondent to come into compliance by April 8, 2015, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 13, Ingrid Beltran.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
I mean,
please state your name and be sworn.
Yes.
State your name, please. You state your name for the record.
My name is Ingrid Belcher.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right. Let me ask our city attorney, what are we here on today?
Mr. McKelton, this is before you for a failure to obtain a business tax receipt. This is a repeat violation, and this is unusual. We typically don't have these before you, repeat violations. However, this has become a reoccurring problem with this respondent, and the staff felt the need to bring this before you and ask you to fine her the maximum fine, which would be $250. We don't really have any provision for anything other than the $250 fine. However, we do want the request of staff is, and I'll tender Mr. Clifford Rackerson to give you the factual information regarding the situation. But the request is that she that a fine be imposed.
Okay.
My name is Cliff Reckinson. It was on 217. Went out to the property for a complaint by the tenant. We had a signed form that should be in the pictures and on in your case. A signed form from the tenant saying that she was a tenant there. I've talked to the owner of the property. She's also said that she was a tenant, even though she didn't pay rent. She admitted that she was a tenant on the property. The property has two buildings. The first building she lives in is 311. The building in the back is 309. It's two separate buildings on the same property, on the same parcel.
Okay.
And the tenant was in the back parcel. She believed that because of under the statute for dorm living that she could have a stranger living in her house. I explained to her that that's not the case. It's a total separate house that she stayed in. That she needed an occupational license for that property.
All right. And as far as our ordinances are concerned, who's required to obtain occupational licenses? So who's required to obtain business tax receipts?
The landlord or the owner of the property.
Okay. And it's the city's contention that the back building, 309.
311 is the back.
Was being rented?
Yes. Yes. It's being rented, and we believe that there's also somebody in the second floor apartment also.
My brother.
Okay. All right. Ms. Beltran, is 309 being rented?
My brother lives in the second floor. Like Mr. Robinson says that... Can you repeat what you say about the... It's not considered...
It's a separate structure.
Even though she didn't pay rent.
Right. She's still your tenant.
Yeah, she's considered a tenant, that's what he says, even though he didn't pay rent. When I came to the...
Who is occupying 309? Who's the person in?
Me. 311 is the second house in the back.
So which one are you renting out?
Even though it doesn't pay me rent, it's considered renting? Okay. The 11, 311. 311. 311. 311, sir.
I'm not understanding what you're saying. Do you have a tenant on your property right now?
She's in jail.
She's in jail.
Yes.
Did you have a tenant on your property?
Yes. Yes.
Right. And she was renting 311?
Yes.
All right. Did you obtain an occupational license in order to rent out that property?
Months ago, when there was nobody there, I came to ask the lady who gives the license to rent. She told me that I can have two non-related persons in my property without license. And that's what I consider it.
And so the two unrelated persons are you and the person in 309?
The two unrelated persons should be that lady, that she's not my family.
All right, Mr. Attorney, did you hear that?
No.
Yes, but I think the inspector can, Mr. Garcia may have a better and clearer explanation.
The complaint came in from the tenant who specifically identified themselves as, I am the tenant and my landlord is not doing or making repairs. Therefore, through the admission of the tenant, and when upon we went out there and spoke to the tenant who admitted, yes, I am a tenant, however, I don't pay rent, which that doesn't make sense, but she's admitting that she's a tenant. She's not related. This isn't the first time we've been out to that property. We've been out to the property on numerous occasions, and every time we go out there, we get a different version of this is a relative, this is someone who's related to us. So the property is being utilized as a rental. We've gotten numerous complaints from the neighborhood in regards to that. In the beginning of the rental program, when that first started, an affidavit was signed by the property owner stating that they weren't renting it. However, it's been disclosed afterwards that it is. So what we're looking for is for her to obtain a BTR and be subjected to the one-time fine of $250.
In fact, is there more than one person residing in the...
Correct. There's somebody on the first floor and on the second floor in the back of the building.
But even with the calling, I believe you said there was a husband and wife? Or
in the front building is the property owner with her husband who lives in the front, in the front home.
So we have two living units in the...
In the property, on the actual parcel. There's a home in the front, which is 309, and a additional building in the back, which is 311.
And is 311
is the rental.
One unit or two units?
I believe it's two.
Two.
As you've indicated, multiple tenants.
Right.
My brother always lived in the second. My brother always occupied the second house. I feel sorry about this lady. She was sick, and I tried to help her, but it got into a problem.
Father, brother.
You know?
Well, but as I understand you, what you're telling me is but for the fact that your tenant's in jail right now.
Yeah, for felony.
She'd be there on that property.
She was there. She was in the property. Now that she's in jail, like a week already.
All right, well, what I'm hearing is there are two separate structures on this property, and one of them's being occupied by a tenant. And if it's occupied by a tenant, whether you get paid by the tenant, whether the tenant goes to jail, regardless of what may happen as far as the tenant goes, you're telling me there's a tenant. So if there's a tenant, that means there's a commercial property. And if there's a commercial property, that means there has to be a license of tenant.
Okay. Mr. Vakelja, if I may, I mean, it's been online. It's been advertised online.
The other thing is that
convince me.
She says it's her brother living there. However, we've never identified the brother. In fact, we have one of the neighbors in the area that's willing to testify to the fact of it being online as a rental and
But that was so many years ago, sir. I came here for that so many years ago. My brother always lived there with his children, always, and I always lived there too.
But you also have had tenants in there, and you have had tenants in there recently.
No, that lady.
The last one went to jail.
That lady. Okay, sir, let's make a solution right now. What I have to do to make a solution for this problem? I want to make follow the law, sir.
If you're going to hold out to the public that that property is for rent and you're treating it as a commercial piece of property and the ordinances and regulations of the city of Daytona Beach require you get a license or
okay,
they
sir.
Now call it a business tax receipt.
No problem, sir. I will get the license.
Okay. All right. Have I already found her? This is just here for the imposition of the fine.
Yes, sir.
All right. What am I fining her for? I'm fining her for $250. What does that do?
That's the for violating having a tenant without a business tax receipt. So you still have to make a finding of noncompliance, and then you can impose the penalty.
But this $250 doesn't go toward purchasing.
No, it does not.
It's just a penalty for not having done it today.
That's correct.
All right, I find the respondent in noncompliance, and I'm fining the respondent the sum of $250 for failure to obtain business tax receipt for properties that are clearly, to me, being utilized for commercial purposes to the extent that it's being rented to tenants.
Sir, I have a bill for $272 that this woman used the water, $262 for using electricity. And can you imagine? I got stuck with that.
Well,
this woman, she used me. She used me. Can you see? And she put all his friends there. And imagine. And now I have to evict them and everything.
Well, it's unfortunate that this tenant wasn't the best of tenants, but the fact that you had a tenant there is.
I was helping.
Without you having the necessary license.
I was helping.
It culminated in this fine.
The whole thing was a misunderstanding, sir. Because I asked the lady, the licensed lady. And she told me that I can have two non-related persons, two people that is not my family. And this lady is not my family. So that was one person.
Okay, well, if you're renting out a property, you have to have a license.
Okay, what do you consider a rental, sir? A person
We're
who
done.
Receives money.
Okay. Fine is $250.
Thank you, sir. How long I have...
If you have any questions about why you're being subjected to it, take it to the city, ask them your questions.
Okay. Okay. How long I have to pay the...
How long does she have to pay?
Can you please give me an extension, please?
30 days.
30 days.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Good luck to you. All right. Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate?
Oh, I don't know. Had you met Aaron? Had you met
Cliff?
Hi, Cliff. Nice to meet you, Aaron.
Oh, new inspector, and I think you met Aaron. That's everything, I think.
Okay, that's it then. We're adjourned.